This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Underground Collision here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's happening right before the Big Money 2020 conference next week. So there's going to be like at least 10,000 people here for that one. So they're normally, 10,000 to 15,000.
Yes.
A lot of folks. But this conference is kind of the preview to it, if you will. So, and in the studio lounge, we have, not only do we have a great view, but we have a great human being right next to us. Roxy Ostroms, you are with Ventura County Credit Union, right up the road from me in San Diego.
Yes, I love Ventura County, period. I'm born and raised there.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm in agriculture, so I'm...
Okay, that's the place.
It's a place. Yeah. It is.
Ventura's awesome. I love it up there. Love it up there. And the whole, like, Carpinteria and Santa Barbara, that whole, you guys got it really, really good up there.
We're spoiled.
So, yes, you are.
Yes, we are.
So, speaking of spoiled, we got a lot of great people here speaking this weekend, and we're going to be spoiled with some great information. And your session is going to be right there in the mix. It's called See You Rise Up Next Gen Board. So, can you give us kind of an overview what you're going to be, what your part on the panel is going to be?
I'm going to talk about governance.
Okay.
And when we got started at VCCU, it's about 2018. We started, as we got closer to that next asset size, we decided, well, the board needs to do some upgrades, if you will. And so we started, and it's been painful at times. It's been fabulous at times. It's all worked out really well.
Yeah.
So excited about that. I'm going to talk a little bit about strategic planning.
Okay.
We have two a year, and one is board education wise, a day and a half of that. And then the second one in the fall is more for the staff to bring to us what they're seeing in the future, what their knowledge is currently, and where we should be going. So that's exciting.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
And so you're the board chair there at
Ventura. I am the board chair.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But what are some things that, what are some challenges to a board? I'm glad I have you here, because it's not too often that I get to talk to folks that are on the board of credit union. So what are some challenges that you see that boards are experiencing today that are not specific or general type stuff? So what do you guys...
Recruitment. For us, probably is the hardest thing. We're a working board. We don't sit back and just twiddle our thumbs, if you will. We do a lot of work, and a lot of time is put in by each of us. We're all on more than one committee, so there's all of that time.
Oh, wow.
And the folks nowadays, depending on the age group, you know, they've got soccer practice and ballet, and they've got kids, and both parents are working, and time is limited. So recruitment is one of our biggest challenges.
Okay.
And then you put on top of that demographics. Where are we? We strive to be, look like our members first.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yep. And then our community second.
Right.
And it's hard to find those folks that have the same passion, that will fit into your culture, the demographics that you're looking for, and have the time.
Yeah, no doubt. Because you're talking about, I mean, part of the title is Next Gen Board.
Right.
Next Generation Board. I mean, how do you attract those folks? Right. How do you attract the younger folks to get in and participate, so to speak?
Yeah.
So,
you know, we started off with the county.
Yeah.
And so that was our first seg. So that gives us a lot of folks to talk to and try to get interest. Our community development group helps with people that they're in touch with. Our CEO is fabulous, and she sits on many other boards, and so she brings us people that the our governance committee also handles our board elections, and we just continue to search for that perfect person out there.
Yeah, it seems like it's a never-ending process.
Never-ending.
It's something you got to do constantly. So yeah, for sure. So yeah, to keep your board, yeah, like you said, representative of your membership and the community
as
well, right?
So and engaged.
Yeah.
And sometimes some of us older, mature board members need to realize, you know, maybe it's time for me to make a space. That's a hard conversation to have, but it's very important also. And if you have the passion and the drive, you know when it's time.
Mm-hmm.
You know when it's time.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah.
And now I want to turn the tables on you as not on a panel, but as an attendee of this event, because you've obviously spoken in a number of these, attended a number of these. What brings you back to these? Because I mean, obviously, these are very different from what you would experience at one of the other conferences around our industry, which are all great, by the way. They all have fantastic speakers, great mm-hmm. panelists, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But this one's a little bit different because of the transparency
it is.
Here. So, what brings you back?
That's exactly what it is. So many of us will sit in conferences and we're learning and we're looking around the room and we're going, okay, well, this is nice and I've learned this, but I feel this way about that and I feel this way about that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we have no place to express it,
yeah.
No safe place to express it. Safe, I mean, you know, nobody's going to judge us for
right.
what we're thinking.
Yeah, right.
Underground provides that for me. And it also provides, we have a whole room full of people that are just amazing. So in D.C., this year, mm-hmm. I went and attended Underground, and there was this person and this person and this person. I'm thinking, this would be perfect for board education. So I got a hold of Sue, and I said, Sue, can you check these folks and see if they'll zoom in for board education
wow.
and talk about the same subjects
yeah.
that they did?
Yeah.
She said, yes. So that was our board
wow.
education.
Wow.
How much better can
mm-hmm.
you get?
Because
mm-hmm. these are folks that have opinions
right, right.
and aren't afraid to share them
mm-hmm.
and give us a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the Underground, I have to tell you.
It's pretty cool. And a lot of times it's a springboard to something else, to other ideas, to new ideas. It's almost like a big brainstorming session in
it
there.
Is.
You know, everyone's
it
very, it's very interactive for sure.
And we have CEOs and we have staff
mm-hmm.
and we have regulators and they're very kind. But it's our turn to say, hey, this is what we have a problem with the regulators.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have the same problem?
Mm-hmm.
And they're very gracious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't get up and bang us on the head or go to our credit union and go, I remember you. So it's so diverse.
Yeah.
And Sue and Zach put on a great, great show, if
they
you
do.
Will.
They do. And this time around, it's a two-day event. So
yes.
normally it's just a morning or an afternoon or maybe a whole day. This day, it's a two-day affair.
Yeah.
So that's going to be even better.
Often I have said this one day isn't enough.
Oh, I agree.
Four hours isn't enough.
Yeah.
Even 6 hours
yeah.
isn't enough. So I was super glad when she said, no, you know what? We're going to do a little bit more. And I'm like, yes.
Right on. Because there's a lot of conversations that go on in there that you want to either continue afterwards or you just want them to continue.
Yes.
Because you get on such a roll and you're like, oh, what a great idea. What a great idea. Type
yes.
of thing, so.
And even after it's over, you find people just hanging out
mm-hmm.
and just
mm-hmm.
talking because
yeah.
they don't, you know, shoo you on
yeah.
or anything.
Yeah.
So you don't have another conference to go to or another class to go to. So it's just overall, everybody should do at least two.
I hear you. All right, Roxy, I know you have a lot of folks in there to say hi to and talk to and stuff.
Yes.
I don't want to keep you too much longer, but anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final thoughts?
Keep the member first.
Good point. Good point. Way to end it on a great message. All right, Roxy Ostrom, everybody. She is with Ventura County Credit Union, and she is the board chair there, saying doing some fantastic things up there.
Thank you.
Would Ventura be Central California, or
no.
would it be on the borderline of Southern? Still,
mm-hmm.
still that
yeah.
border.
Okay. We refer to us as the Tri Counties.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so we're not down here, we're not up there, we're just right there.
You're just right. All right, good stuff. All right, Roxy, thank you so much for
thank
your time
you
today.
So
appreciate
much,
it.
Mike.
Have fun in there. Alrighty.
I will.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.